You're listening to The Dusty Show on WFMU. Good evening, everyone. I went to the May Day March last Friday in Manhattan and collected lots of audio footage. Some of the opinions you'll hear expressed during this show don't necessarily reflect our opinions at The Dusty Show or at FMU.
Stand in the streets with anger, with rage, because our solidarity, our resistance will change. History.
What's your first name?
Steven.
Steven, how you doing today,
okay.
First of all? A nice day here in the park.
Oh, yeah.
We're at Union Square Park. It's May Day. What exactly does that mean? Is that like International Workers' Day? Or?
Well, that's what it's meant for a long time. You know?
It's kind of taken on a lot of meaning.
Well, I think it's taken on a lot of things rolled into it. It goes way back. But now it is. It's just everything's getting rolled into it. You know, equality, racism, the whole thing, income equality, everything.
Arrest the police! No justice!
Well, the public is definitely come awake. They're awake right now. Will it last?
You know, I don't know. I'm old enough that they come and go. Those glimmers of hope, glimmers of hope. But you
nice
know,
to see people exercise their rights.
Oh yeah, sure, and being able to. And actually, police have been very standoffish. But then again, who knows how long that's going to last?
Tonight's citywide curfew did not start quietly. Minutes into it, police helicopters flew low over protesters, urging them all to go home or face arrest. That's when bottles started flying. And soon officers dressed in riot gear fired what police call pepper balls to disperse the crowd.
Do we need the TV and the computers with that numbing out? Could we not take it otherwise?
I don't know. We got to keep ourselves educated. But again, it's like, what media do you want to believe? You know, like when you say TV, too many people turn on Fox News. Or when you get on the computer, you look for what satisfies your own brain. So it's hard to educate reality.
I have to imagine they're thinking, man, you don't even see what the other media is doing to you, the MSNBCs and the CNN.
Oh, I know. It's easy for people like me. I'm constantly attacking Fox News. Yeah.
What's your message, man? You're my first interview. That's always the hardest.
Oh, really?
The day.
Message? Oh, I don't know. Just look for equality, peace, you know? I mean, you know, what else can you do?
You love your world? You love life?
Yeah. I love my kids and my grandkids.
I ask this to everybody. Gets different reactions. Do you love America?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's why we got to be out here fighting for it. Fight for what it really is. You know, fight for the rights and everybody's equal rights.
It's May Day. Everybody's
no,
out here.
He's shouting one solution. I said, yes, Jesus.
Is that your one solution?
That's the world's only solution.
Do you think that when you see all the signs and all the trouble?
Yeah. The Bible says anarchy, lawlessness in the last days. And we're living it.
What's your message to people?
Peace is in the heart. It's not something in a poster or a march or destroying or whatever. If you have peace in your heart, you're going to have it for your enemy as well as your friends.
Thank you.
God bless you.
May day for Freddie Gray! May day for Freddie Gray!
The people united
will never be defeated!
El pueblo unido! El pueblo unido! Tell me what you want, what you really want! What you need, what you really need.
All night, all day, we doing this for Freddie Gray. All night, all day, we doing this for Freddie Gray. All night, all day, we doing this for Freddie Gray.
There's something going on, okay? I see an arrest now. I can't get to it. It's in a penned off area.
Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
People are angry now as they're loading the arrested man into a police van. Excuse me, sir.
I'm sorry?
How did you feel when they loaded that guy into the van?
I mean, it's the American narrative now, right?
I saw you were very angry.
I am.
Do you think things will get better slowly? Where people are getting more awareness now of some of the things that have been going on. We see homicide charges in the Freddie Gray case today. I mean,
we've seen that before. It's all, and what will happen is it's going to lead to an acquittal. That's what's going to happen.
You think so?
That's exactly what's going to happen. It all looks great, and it's all meant to pacify us. But in the end, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be an acquittal. I hate to be a pessimist, but that's how I feel. That's how I feel right now, is that as a black man, especially now, It is, for me, it's a very hostile environment. America, period, as a whole, for black men, right?
Do you love America?
I love America. I love it. But at the same time, may not all be racist, but it's a system that's not meant for us, black folk.
Thanks for your time. United to stop wage theft. Let's see what it means. What has you marching today, sir?
Don't block the banner, please.
I read it. Are you proud to be marching? Oh, I'm blocking.
Why not?
The banner.
Why should I not be proud?
No, I think you should.
It's not a question of being proud or not.
What is it?
It's a question of necessity. We have to be out in the streets. We have to protest against the conditions that we're living under. We can't remain quiet. Silence is a crime today.
Do you think you can make a difference?
If I didn't think I could make a difference, I wouldn't be here. I'd be home watching TV.
Are you a union member?
Yes, I am.
Will the attack continue on unions?
The way it's going, they're going to eliminate all the unions.
You think so?
Or are we going to have a whole bunch of unions that don't work? That sell out unions. Either that, we have to fight, though. The workers have to be the ones that have a say in the unions.
Are you hopeful for the future?
What do you say?
Are you hopeful for the future?
Am I hopeful for the future? Of course. Humanity cannot continue to exist like this. Not only in the United States. This is all over the world. Humanity cannot continue like this.
Do you love America?
What kind of question is that? What do you mean I love America? That's a stupid question. Do we have workers in America? Of course we have workers in America. Do we have oppressed people in America? Of course we have oppressed people in America. Do we have that 1% that oppresses us? Yes. Are we against that 1%? Yes. We're not against the majority of the people. The majority of people suffer under the 1%.
I think
you understand that, or it's too much?
I got it, man. I think I got it. Have a good day.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Jay.
Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
It's a nice day here in New York?
Yeah, it's a little chilly.
Yeah, May Day. What has you out today?
I try and make it out to this when I'm available. You know, it's Workers' Day, so, and it's a holiday in most of the rest of the world, so.
What's concerning you in your own life most these days?
My own life? Just, you know, working and making a living, that kind of stuff, you know.
Did you feel that recession? Do you feel like it's still ongoing? They tell us it's over.
Well, you know, it's over for some people never felt it, but definitely, you know, the poor and middle class are getting poorer, so it's not over for them.
Is it how you imagine things would be, say, 15 years ago?
No. You know, yeah, things were looking good in the 90s, and, you know, things kind of tanked.
Do you love America?
The idea of it, but, you know, the government, the troops, the flags, no, hell no.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
No.
You're not? Do you think marches like this can make a difference?
If only to empower individuals rather than being angry at home, at least we're being together and angry, you know?
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in Jersey City, in New York City, around the world, on the internet, on WFMU?
Just talk to your fellow human being, you know, and listen to them, more importantly.
I appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
I know a couple people who do shows on FMU.
Yeah?
Yeah, who's that? A small chain?
Yeah, I know.
My buddy Pat does the show over there.
You got arrested the other night.
Yes.
On 17th Street.
Yes.
What happened?
I happened to just randomly be near the front. I wasn't really trying to march. I just happened to kind of be there, and everybody went down 17th Street. And then before Fifth Avenue, the whole thing kind of came to a halt, and some people started to go back, but the street was packed, and all of a sudden there was screaming and yelling, and the cops, you know, started pushing people back.
Before you realized they were closing in, was it too late?
Well, they didn't kettle, but it just was kicking off, you know, and it was crazy, and so just trying to get someone away from the police's grasp, then they turned on me, and I tried to get away, and then they got me, so it was a shorter time than I've spent in jail for random other things.
How many times have you gone in?
In New York, this is only the second time in the city. So it was only 7 hours. They held us, processed us, and got us out of there. So
where else besides New York? Now you got me curious.
Upstate New York, I've been arrested. And
Albany and stuff like that?
Right around Albany, yeah.
You're committed, man. I admire that.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time for any political activity, so I'm not that committed. But I'm here anyway, because it's, you know, just show up and show support and add to the numbers, you know.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, man.
The whole damn system is guilty as hell. Indict, convict, send those killer cops to jail. The whole damn system is guilty as hell.
Marching today.
There's a lot going on, obviously a lot of movements. I'm here with 15 now, campaign to raise the minimum wage $15 an hour.
You think you're going to get it soon?
Well, here in New York, it's not as simple as it was in Seattle and San Francisco and some of the other cities, because the state legislature basically has to give New York City a permission slip before we're able to raise the minimum wage. But we have seen a lot of movement just in the last 2 weeks since the march is on the 15th.
The dialogue has started.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We are calling on the city council to say that they support 15 for all workers in the city, but also to do what they can to give city workers a raise so that city workers are making 15. A lot of city workers right now don't.
Are you hopeful about the future?
Yeah, actually, I think all the movements that we see going on now give me hope. I mean, politics as usual, and, you know, in Washington, Albany is as worthless as ever, but...
How's your marching today?
You know, it's May Day. You got to show your solidarity with it. It's kind of like the leftist holiday. Where?
What's your cause? What's your personal cause today? You're carrying a banner.
Oh, revolution, baby.
Are you really down with revolution full on?
Absolutely.
Do you think it would happen?
Currently today, probably not. But, you know, always pushing for it, always pushing for a better direction. Tomorrow is always helpful. You're going to show that the fight's always real. It's important to show up today.
Have you lost faith in the American political system?
Yeah, I never really had faith in it, though. Like, it's never really worked that well. However, there is faith still in the people to change the parts of it that we can.
You love America in a way?
I love America. I think it's like the greatest place ever. Well, not the greatest place ever, but I do love it. I love my country. And that's why I want to change it.
Thanks for your time, man.
Of course, man.
What's your first name?
Greg.
You're watching the march go by today, May Day, New York City. What do you think?
I have no idea what anyone's protesting. It changes every five minutes.
All different kinds.
Yeah, man. Is it like National Protest Day or something? Or
around the world, it's known as International Workers' Day.
All right, there you go.
Celebration of labor. Good. Are you one of that labor force?
I'm a laborer myself, yeah. So
what do you do?
I work in production.
Movie business?
No, in like live events.
Live events?
Yeah.
Rock shows?
Anything and anything I can get my hands on.
How's your life going? Pretty good?
It's all right, yeah.
Are you hopeful about the future of the country?
Sure, yeah. Who isn't? It's America, you know.
You love America?
We love America and hope it gets better every day. So.
Are you from New York City?
Born and raised, yeah.
Which borough?
Manhattan.
Right here in Manhattan. I would have picked you. I thought you were like Minnesota or something.
Man.
You got the beard and everything. Well, I'm glad life's going well for you. Well, what's your message to our radio audience out there in Jersey City where this show is from, here in New York, in the United States, all around the world?
I don't know. Keep on trucking, you know.
You have faith in mankind?
Absolutely.
You do. What gives you that faith, man? There's a lot of people are discouraged
right now. No matter how much problems there are in the world, we come together no matter what. You know?
Think so?
Absolutely.
It's good to hear that, man. Have a good one. You're with Occupy Wall Street.
Yes. My name is Samuma Sabukwe. Occupy Wall Street is a group that I helped start called OccuEvolve.
We're out here today just to show support for the workers, for the justice movement, be it racial justice, be it economic justice, be it the people in New York who can't breathe.
Were you with Occupy from the beginning?
About a month into the occupation, I've been here. I've been here since October of 2012.
You were down at Zuccotti?
Yes. As part of the original part of the outreach committee, as well as the movement building committee and visions and goals. And
let me ask you this, man. I was down there a lot, too. I followed around Occupy quite a bit. Do you miss those days?
What's that?
Do you miss those days?
In terms of being at Zuccotti?
That was very exciting.
Oh, yeah, it was a very exciting time. There was a lot to miss about it, and a lot that I'm glad it's gone. But yeah, it was good because you had all kind of people down there with all kind of
all right,
and there was a level of unity and a target. So it was a beautiful thing, and I feel like in American politics or in American society and history, that's never really happened. So that's the part that I do miss about it a lot. We don't have the numbers like we used to have at all.
Is this the representative of a representation of OWS today?
Yes, OCU-Evolve.
You know, I have to say, it gave me a little pang of sadness to see such a small number of you guys, literally like 10.
Right.
I know there's more people in that involved in Occupy. At the same time, just as I'm walking along with you guys here, I've seen respect from people outside the parade thanking you.
The people respond because like you, they remember Occupy Wall Street and they remember the spirit. It's probably the biggest movement since I think the anti-nuclear war movement in the early 80s, Occupy Wall Street. You could also say Black Lives Matter is a movement to an extent that's pretty big, but Occupy Wall Street is probably the most significant movement in the last 30, 35 years.
What do you want to say to people, man? The old occupiers out there that maybe have fallen away but still carry it inside of them.
I say to them that the spirit is alive and never died. I say come down to 60 Wall Street every Friday at 7 o'clock where we still meet. And we have the four-year anniversary of Occupy Wall Street coming up. And we actually have victories. We've been working with different groups like the Laundry Workers Center to help workers get unionized, get back pay, and other things. And we also are working with the Black Lives Matter movement.
You guys do good work, man.
Thank you.
Hurricane Sandy,
Occupy the Pipeline. A lot of people from Occupy Wall Street were part of that. Getting New York City a ban and fracking in New York City. Like, we have a lot of victories. Even Bill de Blasio came down to Occupy Wall Street and owes some credit to Occupy for getting him elected. So we helped change the discussion. The work,
sure did.
Right. And the work, we're not as big as we used to be, but the work continues and the spirit continues, and most people are getting screwed over by Wall Street still. And we're just saying we can't breathe, and just check out Google OCU-Evolve and see all the great work that we're doing. This struggle is not over. We still have to fight for justice.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Very much so, because we feel like no lie can live forever. And with this election coming up between Hillary and whoever else, really the options, there are no options.
Bernie Sanders.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully he won't get shut down. You know, I like him. He's problematic for a couple reasons. I think related more to the Israeli-Palestine issue.
Okay.
But otherwise, he's pretty solid. Elizabeth Warren as well.
Let me ask you, man. People might think, Occupy or whatever. You love America?
I love America. I love the geography of America. I love the idea of America. It's just the reality that's the problem. I love the idea of democracy and freedom and all justice and equality, but I don't like the practice of America or the American government and the American system.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners from OWS?
From OWS, OCU-Evolve, Occupy Wall Street, we just want you to know that the fight goes on. We're more loving and compassionate now. We love you. We miss you. Come on back to the movement. The struggle is not over, and that we will win. We will win. That's the main thing. We will win because, as Dr. King said, I believe Dr. King said, no lie can live forever. So we will win. As long as there's injustice, people will be out here on the street fighting for justice.
I enjoyed talking to you, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
How do you spell racist?
NYPD.
How do you spell murderer?
NYPD.
Anti capitalista!
I need a pizza, pizza!
Somebody's banging a pot lid on the second floor as the marchers go by. How do you feel as you watch the march go by today?
I feel proud.
What are you proud of?
I'm proud that the people are still around and alive. We can hear their voices and see that people could, you know, fight for our freedom and rights.
What's your biggest concern in your life today?
There's a lot of many things, but the most thing is that, you know, we should have equal rights as a cop or anybody else, and we shouldn't be like worried about a cop or anything or any higher superior power come and control our lives. We should be all equal.
Were you born and raised here?
Yeah, I was born and raised here. But I'm originally Middle Eastern Arab from Yemen.
What do they call that? I profiled you, man.
It's all good.
Where's
you know
your
I mean?
Family from?
From Yemen.
From Yemen, a lot of turmoil there now.
Yeah.
What's going on there, man?
Well, Yemen is, the problem is it's from Saudi Arabia. You know, what I see it is, it's people, you know, hating on people for no reason because he's a Shiite or Sunni. You know, we're all Muslim, we're all humans, we're all Arabs, we're all one community. We should not have this segregation or racism, you know what I mean? So it shouldn't be a big of a deal.
What should the U.S. do about Iran?
I cannot tell anything, but I think we should have, like, a, you know, peace and take off the sanctions and make a deal.
Do you like Obama?
Obama, you know, he says a democratic and a peaceful person, but looks like he's doing his thing on the side, you know, like, he's not straightforward.
What about Israel? Is there any hope for Israel, Palestine,
Well, I hope they should, you know, make an agreement, and, you know, everybody should get their own piece of land. Just, you know, and try to make it a peace agreement and just, you know, get it all together and...
Netanyahu too far to the right.
But sometimes the thing is they don't agree to one word. Every time there's something, somebody messes it up. You know, it's all about the money at the end of the day, and it's politics. We should all be, you know, equal in one human race. That's it.
Are you hopeful for the future?
I hope so, man. I mean, I wish, you know, in history there's always ups and downs. You know, there's never been like a peaceful era or anything, but there have been some times, you know, when everybody was in one hand and one love. So
time for a woman president?
Yeah, I mean, it depends, you know. I mean, I would think about my mother all day, that's it. So, I mean, a woman president, it doesn't matter as long as she, you know, she's educated and she knows how to do it. Because there have been queens in past history, like Queen Sheba, ran the whole country, ran the whole continent, and was successful.
You love America?
God bless America.
Thanks, man. Nice talking to you. You know WFMU?
I do.
How do you know it?
I actually first discovered WFMU in about 1972 or 73.
Wow, way
and
back.
Somewhere I do have in my possession my first WFMU t-shirt from about that time, which is just sort of yellow-orange applique letters stuck on the shirt.
Do you check in from time to time?
Not as often now that I live on the east side because it's harder to get for me.
What do you think as you watch the march go by today?
Pardon? Could you repeat the question?
What do you think as you see the march go by today? Are you cynical?
I'm a little cynical, but only a little, because you see sort of a hodgepodge of different issues that people are... And you could be standing next to someone who's saying something you're not necessarily behind, but in general, this is worth doing.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
I'd like to be.
What would make that happen? What's a quick remedy for that?
There is no quick remedy.
A politician? Elizabeth Warren?
None of those things. It's a process of education which is being
undermined
and subverted in every possible way.
Does it boggle your mind when you just listen to the news these days?
If you look at global warming alarmists, they don't like to look at the actual facts and the data. The satellite data demonstrate that there has been no significant warming whatsoever for 17 years. Now that's a real problem for the global warming alarmists, because all of the computer models on which...
I do not listen to the news. I read the news, but I don't listen to it because the kind of media that delivers the news audibly. It's just not there.
Do you love America?
I do.
Is this your hometown?
I was born in New York, yes.
What about the new mayor? What do you think so far?
You can't sum up something like this in just a word or a phrase or
a sentence. It's a soundbite culture, man.
Not for me, it's not.
I'm glad,
man. I'm too old for that.
I'm glad you resisted.
I remember when it wasn't that way.
I do, too. I remember when there were no computers. I'm probably older than you. I'm 57.
I'm older than you.
You're doing great. You look great. Come back to FMU. We need you. What's your message of peace and love to everybody out there in the FMU audience?
Oh, I wish I had a message of peace and love, but just pay attention. That's my message. Pay attention.
Good advice, man. Take care. 40th, what do you think as you see the march go by?
I'm really happy that it's a lot of different ethnicities and gender, and everyone is just getting together and, like, doing what it's supposed to be.
Of all the causes that have walked by you today, which one resonated the most?
I can't say that, because all of them are unique to every single person, and everyone has their opinions. And
are you born and raised in New York City?
My family is, but I come from New Mexico.
From New Mexico. Taos, Santa Fe?
Albuquerque.
Do you carry a medicine bag around your neck?
No, I should, though.
Have you been to Roswell? I know it's in New Mexico.
Yeah, Area 51 is a real
place.
Was
it real?
It's real.
I hope so. Oh, man.
Aliens are real.
I need it all. Bigfoot, Chupacabra.
Yeah, it's all real.
You think I'm kidding, but I'm not.
No, I also believe in it.
You love New York.
I love New York.
Bigger still, do you love the United States?
I do, because we're able to do this without, especially in New York City. Like, this is I'm seeing the protesters walk next to people screaming the police, next to the police officers as they walk next to them.
Did the pens bother you, the cages and the helicopters? Or is that after 9/11? Is some of that needed?
It's not that it's because of the post 9/11 system that we're raised up in. It's the fact that they're trying to keep everybody safe and the other people that are, you know, we're trying to keep everybody off the road. And even though some people don't care about this kind of stuff, even though people don't want to look at this, they still want to be able to get on their way. And the fact that the people marching also see that is a good symbiotic relationship.
You're very mature.
Thank you.
Your life's good, isn't it? Are you happy?
I'm pretty happy.
What are you doing?
I'm a photographer.
You are?
Yeah.
Why aren't you snapping right now? You're off the clock?
Because I'm off the clock.
It's Friday night.
It's Friday.
All right, man. I'm going to go see what's going on down there. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Have a good day. Thank
All right.
you so much.
Thank you. Under the highway here, it's so loud in this underpass. Is it an underpass? Under an overpass? I guess it is. Question for WFMU.
Huh. Wait, are you, I recognize your voice. Hold on a second.
Fabio.
Fabio, I listen to your show sometimes.
Thanks, man. What do you think? It's getting kind of tense now here at the end. Is this supposed to be the end? Is everyone supposed to disperse here?
I don't know. It's a little bit of drama. Drama at the end.
Are you involved in these sometimes? Do you march now and then?
I do, yeah. I come out to them.
What's your assessment today?
I don't know. It's not as big as it has been in the past. last May Day, we went down Broadway, felt stronger.
And it's pens all the way. Everybody's been behind a barricade.
That's why I'm standing outside. I don't walk in between the barricades. It's one of the least empowering experiences to walk between a tiny, narrow police barricade, so I don't do it.
You think that's the idea, the intimidation of it?
Of course. You know, people say that this is what democracy looks like. I always think that this is what fascism looks like when you look around and see what's out there.
What's your message of peace and love, man?
I love WFMU. Thanks for broadcasting. And can't wait to listen to Fabio's show.
You love America?
Well, that's a hard question to answer, but, you know, I love the people.
Everybody's meeting up now. The end of the parade route.
Matter. Their lives matter to us.
Now, I turn on the news, I look down the street, and people have the nerve to say, what is an appropriate response? They question the legitimacy of the action of those in Baltimore. What is an appropriate or necessary response when you are not allowed to live free? My family dates back to slavery. The people whose faces are carved into Mount Rushmore are not those who built this country. This country was built on the backs of slaves brought over from Africa. And then when they built the railroads, they built them with the hands of the Chinese, the Irish, and of so many other immigrants. When is it going to be that we are not the oppressed anymore? What is it going to be that we are not allowed simply to stand, that we are allowed to live? We are kettled here by police who do not care for the people in this country. They only care for the people who live in those towers. They care for the people who work on Wall Street, and they care for the people who work in the Pentagon, and they care for the people who are in the White House right now deciding what our fates are. They work for the people, the men who work in Congress, who've decided that women don't have the right to choose. They work for the people who've decided that what we need is not an end to the prison industrial complex, but body cameras on cops. So what I say is that while we may not see a revolution in our lifetime, we need to work, because there will be a revolution, a lifetime of revolution. We need to keep going. We need to keep working. We need to be out here every week, every month, and every year until this changes. Because, to steal a quote from the feminist movement, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I know that there are so many out there who have been out here so much longer than I am. Because I am only 18, and I will continue fighting until my dying day if necessary. Because black lives do matter. Black lives matter.
Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
At the age of 16, they started pushing us out of my alternative high school. And slowly, the kids of color were starting to be arrested outside of school. I had to be walked in by the police because I was 17 minutes late. I'm 16, now I'm 21. I have been fighting since I was 16. And also, I wanted to say that I want a round of applause for all the youths that are out here. Because we are the future. We are the future generation. Just like I told the Department of Education, and just like I'm telling everybody, we are the future. 10 years from now, they will remember us, just like we remember MLK and Malcolm X. And everybody else, they will remember us. There we go. And you know what? We cannot fight for freedom inside barriers. And I'm just letting you know the night is just starting, because we'll fight all night and all day.
Is it violence when every day I step out the door, I don't know if I'm going to see my brother get killed? I don't know if my father's going to come home because he drove home and he's dark? Is that violence if I'm angry and I feel like throwing something and I feel like raising my voice? Is that violence if a cop grabs me? That's self-defense. That's two different things. That's two different things. Because I will defend myself and I will defend my people, and I've been doing that. My ancestors did that. My ancestors been doing that. And we're going to continue that. We need to continue that, because if we don't do it, who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? Is the Congress going to do that? No. Is the police going to do that? No. They're going to actively come at us and try and stop that. And a lot of people say, when is this going to stop? When is this going to stop? Let's pass this law. Let's do this. Like putting cameras on the police. How many police officers are there? That's more surveillance on us. And you know, probably the same companies that put the cameras on the drones, that's the same company that's going to put the cameras on the cops. And that's money, and that's them watching us even more. It's not cameras. It's revolution. It's revolution that we need. It's revolution and nothing less. It's not a camera. It's not a camera, and it does not stop with reform. It doesn't stop with asking them. It doesn't stop with, please stop killing me. My life matters. You gotta make that shit matter. And we gonna make it matter. We gonna make it matter. Because people say black lives matter. And they was like, no, all lives matter. You know what? All lives should matter. But until they do, We're not going to take anything less than what we deserve. And if you don't think my life matters, well, then if I defend myself because your ideas are actively killing me and my people, I'm going to defend myself. Yeah! And that's it. So we need to defend each other, stay together. You know, and right now my group, we're fighting in CUNY, and we're trying to get more access to education because that's what saves a lot of us out here. Because I know when I was a little kid, I didn't think I was going to college, and the fact that I did go to college is important. But it's not just about free tuition. It's about freeing the people. And we're going to free the university. We're going to free the community. We're going to free the schools, and we're going to get free by any means.
Can you hear me over here? Look, Malcolm X said, I learned that when I was a child, crying out in protest could accomplish things. He said my brothers and sisters had set out to school when they would often come back and ask for a butter biscuit. He said, but me, I would make a fuss and fuss until I got what I wanted. He said, my mother said, why you couldn't be a nice little boy like Wilbert? Oh, look at little Wilbert, so nice and quiet. He said, I often thought to myself, because my brother was so nice and quiet, he often remained hungry. So I learned earlier in my childhood, when you want something,
take it.
You had better make some noise. Yeah. Martin Luther King said freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. President Theodore Roosevelt said, you and I, we are the government. George Washington said, let us raise a standard to which the wise and the honest can repair. But the event, well, that's in the hands of God. I don't know about you, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Hi, everybody. My name is Nadine, and I'm from Students for Justice in Palestine. Justice in Palestine have been out every single night from Eric Garner from Black Lives Matter till now for Freddie Gray every single night, and we are here today on May Day to show that we support you, that we support ourselves. This is how we do it. We are here today on May Day protesting against oppression and injustice in this world, from IFT Napa to Palestine to Ferguson to Baltimore. Because we are not the people the police are here to protect. We're not here for them to protect us. They're here to protect the capitalists. They're here to protect the bourgeoisie. They're here to protect the 1% of people sitting in those buildings.
The 1%!
The Palestinian people know what it's like to be shot for being the wrong ethnicity. And black people in this country know all too well what it's like to be shot for being the wrong race. We are one struggle. We are one struggle. And they try to tear us apart. But we're going to stand together because we know better. We know better than that. We know that we're brothers and sisters. Woo! We know that we can't have Palestinian freedom without black freedom in America. Yeah! We know we can't tear down the apartheid rule in Palestine without tearing down the U.S.-Mexico border. Yeah! We know that we can't find the 43 missing students in Mexico until we... I just want to say one last thing. The key word of our movement is justice. And justice is solidarity. And we can't have justice without standing with each other and for each other. And we will continue to support this movement.
Hi. I have a poem and a song. Because although this is a very serious and important occasion, it's also joyful because we have come together and the best way to celebrate it is with creation. This is a poem written by Judith Malina, the founder of the Living Theater, who died this April 10th, painting flowers on the sidewalk, Tompkins Square. When the clubs came down on Tompkins Square, I remembered the Times Square police riot at the start of the 1960s and how Julian cried, shame, as they rode in on horses till they broke his ribs. Not one of those Tompkins Square cops is old enough to remember the police riding in on horses swinging. But I remember how when it struck my head, I saw red splash. I thought, roses, roses shattering into full bloom. Wherever you've been hit, paint a flower on the sidewalk, because there the seed of your blood has been planted in the asphalt, and there the seed of your blood will blossom and burst through the stones. Then the streets will be covered with flowers, and the police... What police?
Police!
That is a poem by Judith Malina. And this is a song that I wrote. It is called The Playa Provides. Feel the love, see the light, and fight the beautiful fight against hate, against greed and corruption. The Playa Provides. Shine your light through the night. Change the world with your love, the revolution. Take care of your sisters and brothers. We are one human race. Earth can be a better place if we take care of the world and each other. Fight the beautiful fight. Revolution of love.
I just want to tell y'all that I believe that we will win. And also, not only will we win, but we are Grand Central NYC shut it down. And since Mayor Bill de Blasio, since the two officers got killed in Brooklyn, Bill de Blasio put out the statement, please hold off on the marching. The same exact day, we marched. We took the streets, and we didn't care. And we still taking the streets every Monday at Grand Central Terminal, 7 to 9 p.m. We are reading facts about victims to police brutality. Please come out.
Students of Democratic Society at BNCC, part of a revolutionary group. Within CUNY, we want to liberate CUNY for the people. Not the only students, the people for our community. And what does this mean? The only way for us to get power, people power, is to have state power. And how do we reach for state power? It means that we have to organize within our community. Not only within our schools, within our community, within our workplaces. So like today, there was a bunch of people who are pushing to actually start trouble. We must understand to make trouble with the pigs, we must have power. To say that we want to go fight with police with what? With arms. We must have arms. We must have the people on our side. We must have the masses on our side. So before you're talking about fighting, we must learn to have power. We must have militancy. We must have militancy. Because militancy is the key. CUNY was not free for everybody at one point. You know how it became free and open for people of color? Through militancy. We must have militancy. We must be strategic and think clearly. And what is the next step that we have to do? Everything is a protracted process. Understand that. Because understand these. These NYPD dogs, they're a bunch of pigs. They're a bunch of pigs. And they're a bunch of... Excuse me, sorry, it's my first time actually speaking out loud. I've been shaking. What I was going to say about the pigs is that they're a bunch of paper tigers. What does it mean to be a paper tiger? Have you guys noticed today the drones? Have you guys noticed that? These drones, we have no arms, we have nothing. The only thing we have is people. And then you see them sending guns out. That's what shows that the NYPD are a bunch of paper tigers. They will fall eventually. With people power.
I just heard you speak, and you said it's the first time you ever did so.
I mean, it's like the first time of me speaking in front of a bunch of people.
Were you nervous?
I was, but at the same time, my anger took over it. So, like, this anger is built on oppression and exploitation not only within myself, but within the mass majority of people around the world.
In the 60s, I had older brothers, and I remember in the 60s hearing about the Weathermen and SDS. It was a feared term at that time. The most radicals were in the SDS, and that's what, Students for a Democratic Society?
Yeah.
It still exists. You're a member.
It exists around the entire United States, like within CUNY. CUNY is the College of the University of New York City. CUNY is supposed to be a higher education for people of working class, of black and brown people, oppressed people, oppressed nationalities. But we clearly see that in CUNY there's a two-tier system, meaning that there's a class division amongst who gets what resources and who doesn't get resources. I go to BMCC. It's the Borough of Manhattan Community College.
How old are you?
23. In the Macaulay Honors Program, there's a professor who was once head of the CIA named David Petraeus. he's teaching right now. He's head of the CIA, who is actually in commanding of actually leading a project to actually kill innocent kids in Iraq and Afghanistan with drones, with chemical warfare, white phosphorus that was killing innocent people. This man is teaching in CUNY now, teaching students to how to become the next ruling class members of society. And the thing is that we must understand that CUNY must serve the people. And CUNY clearly does not serve the people. That's why, as far as Revolutionary Student Coordinating Committee, our job is to abolish the Board of Trustees. And what that means is to have people's power within everyone. And SDS is one of the groups that we're forming.
Is it growing?
Hell yeah, it's growing. It's growing a lot. Same thing for Students Without Borders. Students Without Borders has been growing within CUNY too. These are revolutionary clubs, revolutionary organizations.
Let me ask you this, man. You had one tough sell with the crowd here today, and that's when you called for militarization of revolution or the SDS. What do you think people should do? They should militarize?
My belief, everything is a protracted process, correct? We must understand that. As a protracted process, this means that everything has to be step by step. We must always advance the struggle as much as we can, but we must be very, very smart and strategic in how what we do. At this very moment, do we have any arms? No, not at all, because you know why? We don't have state power. How do we get state power? We must organize the masses. We must organize the masses in a political ideology, a revolutionary ideology, to understand who is our enemy. And every step of the revolution, you must know who is your enemy and who is your friend. We must always take our enemy very seriously at the same time, too. And we need to understand that the enemy will do whatever they can to keep oppressing us, to keep exploiting us. So yes, we must have militancy.
Do you support the NRA, then?
The NRA.
The National Rifle Association?
I never heard about them. Actually, you want to clarify more on them?
Well, it's just the big lobbyists in Washington for gun laws, to not take away people's right to have guns. That's a big issue. The kids killed in the school in Connecticut, and then the theater shooting in Colorado. People say they want to restrict guns, and the NRA, it has many thousands of members across the country. They don't want their guns touched.
The guns shouldn't be touched. Guns should be open for everybody. It should be open for everyone. Meaning, like within, like the woman should be having. Like, everybody should be able to have arms of their own to defend themselves against the oppressors. We must understand that with the NRA, I don't know the entire. You said the lobbyists. Right? I won't speak on too much on the NRA because I don't know enough about them. I will not touch on anything that I don't know enough about.
I understand
about.
That. You're a young guy, too. What do you think, man, about all this today?
Oh, I wanted to talk to him because he has a very headstrong mind.
Yes, he does.
And I wanted to be able to sit down and talk to him to be able to find out ways that we can be able to come up with ideas and plans to be able to organize communities.
Are you hopeful for the future of America?
I'm hopeful for the future of next to this guy.
Who makes history? We also understand who makes history.
Make history.
The masses make history. Oh. The people make history. As like, we must know that we have to isolate our individualism within ourselves.
Have you lost complete faith in the American government?
Yeah, always. It's not even faith, to be honest with you. They're doing what they're supposed to do. And that's what they're doing. Like, at one point, I thought it was like I lost faith. No, but if you really think about it, they're doing what they can do to keep the ruling class to have their power. The exploitation and oppression of black and brown people. The exploitation of people around the world. Immigrants, everyone. This is what they need to do. This is what their job. I have no lost faith. That's what they're
doing. Do you love America?
Of course not. Why would I love America? America is a disgusting country, a disgusting nation.
What's your message of peace and love, man? Peace and love. In your heart, where the peace lives, not the militant guy. You love people?
I do love people. Of course I love people. What question is that?
What's your message of peace and love?
Peace only, you can reach peace only by militant struggle.
Like, they used to say peace through firepower superiority. Is that where you're coming from?
Arms is just one step further to reaching the goal. Like a lot of people, when they talk about revolution, they always think about arms. But you need to understand this. It's a story about a guy who works in a factory. He sabotaged the factory. That is an act of revolution. It's not arms, but it's an act of revolution of production to be mass production to be distributed. He stopped that as a group. So we must understand that revolutionary is not only about arms. Arms is a step close to the ends means. But we must understand revolutionary arms starts in the beginning of each ourself, you know what I mean? It starts within ourselves. So like that individual who did that, he's a revolutionary of his act. That's a revolutionary act. We must understand that.
I appreciate your time, man.
Thank you.
CNN. Just some sad news to report from here in New York. A police officer shot over the weekend has died from his wounds. Officer Brian Moore was only 25 years of age. He was pronounced dead just a couple of hours ago. He was shot in the face Saturday. The accused gunman is Demetrius Blackwell. He was initially charged with two counts of first-degree attempted murder Those charges are expected to be upgraded.
It's Rich. How you doing, Rich?
Did you sell your evil stocks yet?
I knew you were gonna ask.
How'd you know I was gonna ask?
You remember, you got a good memory.
Of course I do.
Hey man, they had us in pens the whole march. Is that gonna set a precedent now? Is that how it is from here on out?
I wonder what Zach Lorenzetti would think of that, and Emma Goldman. And the people that jumped out of the windows, the young ladies, the Triangle Waste Fire. I think it's a disrespectful and insult to their memory. We at least should have marched outside the barricades. Or we should have marched somewhere else as an emergency alternative to say out of principle for May Day, out of respect for the anarchists and the communal socialists and the communal communists, the native people, all the political prisoners.
What's this all about, Rich? Well, you and I have been bumping into each other for years now.
Right.
Another protest, more arrests. More barricades. What's it all about,
man? Brutality.
What's the simple message at the bottom of it?
We live in a fascist country.
Is it now totally?
Yes, it's totally fascist. Yeah. I was just talking.
Helicopters flying around. People.
Yeah.
For
the people that are on the radio that only can listen to this, as they're marching, there were 5 helicopters.
Look at them on the street.
For the audience that can't see this. This is Uncle Tom Guy marching. Now, if a regular activist marched in the street, then they'd arrest him. But if you're a sellout and you're a snitch and you're a two-faced Uncle Tom, for the people that can't watch this, we are walking around 100 Center Street on May Day, 2015, May 1st. The black guy walking with the cops, who is this guy? Why would you want to walk with the cops? Is he paid to get a police backpack and try and fit in? He's a disgrace to Malcolm X and all the black freedom fighters. As Malcolm X would say, he's an Uncle Tom, he's a house Negro, and he's a disgrace. How many cops have killed people since we've had cops? What percentage of cops have ever been convicted? 1% of 1%? It doesn't happen. So this is COINTELPRO. These young kids don't know about that. The MKUltra programs, the FEMA camps, the blankets and the measles, all that. Now what they do now is they have all these kids hooked on these iPods and these toys. I call it electronic crack. These kids are learning, but I wish they learned a little faster. I'm getting kind of old. I'm gonna be 52.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country? Is it over, Rich?
It's over if the people don't fight to undo their slavery. So many people in this movement are out of shape. These are young kids I'm talking about. Smoke, drink, don't eat the right foods, don't exercise, have mental problems, and they're on all these psychiatric drugs. The family's dysfunction. They're going to these bullshit schools.
What's your last word, Rich? I gotta run.
Okay. Last word is never vote. Don't do jury duty. Don't buy stocks that are genocide. And the last word is remember Sacco and Mazzetti. Remember the women that died that fought for the 8-hour day. And the men that fought for the 8-hour day. Persuade people not to become cops. Stop working in corrections.
Are you standing with the union?
No, the unions are a bunch of sellouts. They're all run by the Democrats. It's Richie Anarchist, and thanks for interviewing me again. And keep the movement going. Don't sell out, don't give in, and don't ever vote. Vote in the streets with your feet.
Thank
Stay
you, man.
Vegetarian.
That's it for this edition of The Dusty Show. I'm glad you listened, everybody. Clay Pigeon here, 7 o'clock. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Hardy White is next. I'm headed downstairs to Monty Hall. Kurt Gottschalk is airing Steven Seagal's classic Under Siege with kind of a modern treatment to it. I'm going to go do a little DJ set, debut some tracks from CC7, my Marathon Premium and give away a piece of rubber chicken and other prizes. I love the Savoy Brown. Citizens, policemen neither, deserve to die unjustly. Peace and love must reign.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we meet each other and we learn from each other and we explore one another like we're tiny little Stanley and Livingstons. And Livingston goes in the mouth and Stanley goes up the bottom and they meet in the stomach and Stanley says, and Livingston goes, because they're in the stomach. Oh, they can't hear each other, and so they embrace one another in a demonstration of mutual human affection. And that's what I'd like to do, is just embrace you, except I'm doing it with radio waves, and so you can't feel it. So I'm going to amp it up. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt you? I think that life is, when we get together, it's great to keep each other company, but isn't it wonderful to teach one another? And I have very little to teach, unfortunately, because I don't have any real knowledge. But that doesn't keep me from teaching. I've always loved show and tell, and I was very good at it at school, especially the show part. I would get there, and I'd put on an enormous production. There would be dancing and singing and music, and at the end, Zeus would descend from the ceiling in a big silver boat and shower everybody with crayons and cereal. But the teacher says, hey, you didn't, what about the telling part? And I'd say, oh, Jimmy stole a yo-yo from Bogart's. She goes, no, not that kind of telling. You need to, that's just ratting. And that got me thinking. And so next time for show and tell, I brought in a mummified rat that I found in our walls at home. And that went over very big. Children love dead, preserved things, any kind of creature. And so that next week, everybody was digging around in their walls looking for something dead that hadn't completely rotted. And I went back and looked in there and I found all sorts of things, like an octopus. Wasn't an octopus, actually. To be technically correct, it was a cuttlefish. And the reason you can tell is that cuttlefish are very good at camouflage and disguising themselves. So if you look into your wall and you don't see anything, that's a cuttlefish. You can, in fact, be infested with them. That's not bad. They're very smart creatures. And like I said, they can turn into anything. That coffee cup, be careful. You drink it, and oh, it's a cuttlefish. I don't think they're going to bite you or anything. And I don't know if they'll ink you like squid, because mostly they do lettering, like a lot of outer work cartoonists do. Oh, I have so much I want to tell you about today, because I've been thinking about learning and all, because I'll tell you why. I get inspired from things. If I see people doing something, then I do it. It's kind of a hardy see, hardy do thing. So if I see a monkey doing something interesting, I go, I'm going to try scratching my butt like that, or I'm going to try picking lice out of your hair and everything. I'm sure there's people that do that. Nitpickers, we call them. That's where we get the expression, to pick a nit like that. Well, no one puts it that way. They say, you're nitpicking. I don't ever do that because I'm not paying attention close enough to pick nits. You have to have good resolution. You have to be able to see the world clearly like that. And I see the world in a beautiful blur. I'm more like the way the Impressionists saw the world. So, oh, look at, they paint like that. They paint like that because of cataracts, I think. But that's all right. It's enough to say, oh, I looked out at the yard this morning, and what a beautiful blur, a smear of red and yellow I saw. I don't know what it was. It could have been somebody killed a banana. And, oh, bananas don't bleed. I hope not. That'd be disconcerting. Bite into fruit. If fruit bled, and some of it does. I mean, pomegranate will bleed and will stain your clothes. And then the police say, have you murdered a pomegranate? I can tell. I just joke with them. I go, no, it was a person. So I was watching the television show Cosmos and with Neil deGrasse Tyson. And it made me think of earlier astronomers who really affected my life. And you think, Carl Sagan's Cosmos? No, even before that. Well, is it Sir Patrick Moore? Even before that, a lot of that is he's great. He's an earlier British astronomer. All the planets are made of cheese and wads of hair. But it was still intriguing. No, I'm going back further than that because I'm very old. You know, I time travel and all. So many of my education comes from ancient Greece. And my teacher, Xanatander Cancer, or you might know him by his Latin name, Dubius. And he's famous for the phrase, "You don't know!" Like that when we question him. We'd walk around, he's a peripatetic teacher. And really, he'd just be running away and we'd be chasing him. Say, "Teacher, why don't you..." He said, "Leave me alone, come on now." It all has to do with perception. He was actually the first one to say, "Esse est percepi," which is attributed now to Bishop Berkeley. And you say, well, if that's true, then why is your name not pronounced Berkeley? And he said, because I don't want to be confused with that school in the future that may or may not be named after me. It was supposed to be in Bermuda. Did you know that? That's not true. I don't know if it's true or not. You don't know if it's true or not. It doesn't matter, and you're not going to look it up. And that really is the point of the show today, is why do we believe some things that are true and not other things that are true? And is anything true or not true? Or is it, if it is, can we find out through evidence? You're not saying anything. I'm not. And the reason is I don't want to commit to anything because, you know, it's so terrible to be wrong. A lot of people in the past said, you know, the Earth revolves around the sun. And they said, no, that's correct. But they've said it by accident. Could you imagine if you were really somebody believed the opposite and you go, no, I'm sorry, I misspoke. You accidentally misspoke the truth. Can that happen? If you say enough words, I feel like that happens to me all the time. If you just say enough things, one of them is going to be right. Isn't that right? If I was to say, I'm going to roll this die, this single die, what number am I going to get? I go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One of those things is going to be correct. Isn't that true? I don't know if it's true or not. Do the experiment at home with a monkey. And say, the monkey ate the die. So really, it was none of those things. How about that? I love riddles like that. Well, the monkey, yeah, that's how we know. But I'm going to share you my version of the universe, my trip through the universe. I call it Hardy White's Portrait of the Universe. Universe might be too small. I don't want to say cosmos because I feel like it's trademarked or something. I don't even know if you can say it. It's also an Italian first name, is it not? I believe that one of the characters on Captain Kangaroo was named Cosmo, wasn't he? Not Mr. Green Jeans. Lumpy Brandlin. I wish my nickname was Lumpy sometimes.